say the shooting followed an altercation that involved a second person. This woman tells KTVI it's a lot like the Trayvon Martin case.
Everybody is extremely mad at this. This is another Trayvon Martin story. A young man died before his time because of brutality from a different race.
A woman tries flying the friendly skies with a little extra cash. The Blaze Radio's Greg Moore with the story.
A 78-year-old woman from Florida stopped at Detroit Metropolitan Airport on her way to the Philippines after declaring she had $200 in cash with her, but then filling out a form indicating she had $1,200. That wasn't quite right either, police discovering nearly $41,000 the woman had stashed inside of her girdle, her bra, and her carry-on bag. And now the government wants to keep the cash. Police say the woman was trying to get around laws that prohibit bulk cash smuggling and requiring travelers to declare if they're carrying more than 10 grand. The woman has not been charged with a crime, but an assistant U.S. attorney wants the cash forfeited to the government.
I'm Ken Stevens with news on the Blaze Radio Network. Truth lives here.
Hi, everybody. Chet Reynolds from the KFNX Weather Center. With moisture returning to the valley, expect cloudy conditions to set in for the next couple of days. Mostly clear skies with a low of 83 tonight. For Monday, partly cloudy and a high of 106. Chet Reynolds, Independent Talk, 1100 KFNX.
Currently, in downtown Phoenix, it's 99 degrees.
Hey, I'm Don McDowell. Join me every Sunday morning, 7 to 9, for Shake, Rattle, and Troll, Arizona's only exclusive fishing show. A look at local, regional, national tournaments, recreational fishing, freshwater, saltwater, and beyond. Shake, Rattle, and Troll is brought to you by Bill of Chrysler Jeep and Dodge, Sunday morning, 7 to 9, right here on KFNX at 1100.
Welcome to this week's The Prepper Pat Show, where your host, Tony Tangelis, will discuss self-reliance as a lifestyle choice and offer useful resources to help keep your family prepared for the challenges you could be facing.
Okay, preppers, today we're going to really get into the fundamentals of the prepper movement and explore how it impacts you and your loved ones. If you have friends and family that are not into the prepping movement, this is an opportunity to gather them around, listen on the radio, And here's some fundamental reasons about why being a prepper is not paranoid extremist like the media and the government like to portray it, but it's common sense. In my event program from the March 13, 2014 Expo, on page 14, I mentioned about Lisa Bedford stating in her book, her seminal book, The Survival Mom, when you think about it, the story of humankind has always been one of survival. Survival and self-reliance weren't fads. There was no alternative. To be less prepared than another family made you vulnerable. A self-reliant lifestyle and one of preparedness continued well into the 20th century. It started that way from Adam and Eve all the way into well into the 20th century. As she writes, I bet your great-grandmother, maybe even your grandmother, knew how to preserve food, grow her own produce, mend everything from stocks to jackets, maybe had a root cellar. Her life was unpredictable and her family was vulnerable to anything and everything Mother Nature might hurl at them. Being prepared was not an option. It was a necessity. The years that followed World War II ushered in a time of incredible widespread prosperity, drawing more people off of farms and into cities than ever before, offering the easier lifestyle than any civilization has ever known. Suddenly, the basics of survival became less of a necessity and almost quaint. Understandably, many of the attitudes of self-reliance and preparedness were lost. They no longer had much value in this newly secure world, and it's into this world that we were born. How excellent of a story that Lisa paints in that book, The Survival Mom, because that's the problem. The media and the government are portraying preppers as paranoid extremist morons. You don't need to prep. The government's got your back. We got all these entitlement programs to keep you on our nipple. Don't worry about it. The grocery stores are always going to be full of food. The dollar's always going to be stable. The dollar's, we're America, man. We're great. Everything's going to be fine here. And while they build this facade that we're great and the dollar's going to be fine, the truth is we're not living in the days of Ozzie and Harriet and Ward and June Cleaver anymore. You know, maybe things were fine and stable back in the late 50s, early 60s, when we had the upper hand in the Cold War and before a lot of these entitlement programs got really off and running and before our government debt got really off and running and before a lot of the powers that be, shall we say, started to really take control of what's going on in this country, both on the left and on the right. But if you fast forward to 2014 and you think about some of the things that are going on in this country right now, from the gay rights movement to the entitlement programs, the government bureaucracy, the government tyranny that's just being foisted upon us at every level. And some of the things that are going on, we are not living in a time of peace and prosperity. I mean, the whole Mideast is melting down with the wars going on over there. There's the whole Central America. They're sending all their kids up here because of all the narco state terrorism that's going on down there. We're living in a tough time, and as Glenn Beck has pointed out repeatedly on his programs, you know, the expectation is that these kinds of problems that are happening in other parts of the world are eventually going to work their way over into America. So, listeners, I really want you to pay attention to the prepping movement and why it's not paranoid extremes to be a prepper. As Lisa Bedford states, the default position has always been to be prepared, and we have unfortunately been living in the last two or three generations in this fast food mentality where you got grocery stores, you got fast food, and people have lost sight of the need to prepare and to be prepared. So that's the fundamentals of what the whole preparedness movement is about. And frankly, the media, you know, with programs like Doomsday Preppers, yeah, they raise the public awareness of prepping, but boy, they do a horrible job of it in terms of making preppers look paranoid and extremist. They've taken great people like Chad Huspeth of Endless Food Systems that has a really neat product, aquaponics, that was our grand prize at our last expo, and they're going to be giving away some prizes at our next expo. And he signs up to be on their show, and then instead of the show being about aquaponics and all the cool things you can do with tilapia, and the tilapia waste fertilizes the plants, and the plants cleanse the water and return it back to the tilapia, so you don't have to keep changing your water out and your tilapia all the time. Instead of showing how this is a really sustainable, high-efficiency, endless food system, they spend almost the entire program showing Chad digging a tunnel in his backyard as an escape hatch and trying to portray him and posture him as paranoid and extremist and whacked out. And it really, you know, they do that with virtually every program. I mean, I'll tell you, the whole name prepper is really getting just bastardized in the media today with Doomsday Preppers and some of the other things. And if you look at it, it's almost as if there's interest in portraying preppers as wacky and paranoid so the public doesn't get onto this thing, so the public doesn't get into the mainstream movement. And I'm here to tell you, you know, prepping is a lot like being Noah. You know, in the times of Noah, boy, did they laugh at Noah swinging those hammers. Ah, what an idiot Noah is. Build that ark. Oh, he's a moron. Laugh. Look at Noah. Laugh at Noah. Boy, Noah got a lot of ridicule while he's building that ark. Did Noah start swinging hammers when the rain started falling? Well, according to the Bible, he started building it about 100 years before the rain started falling. So he had to endure this vilification and ostracization and all the things that they did to make fun of him for 100 years. My goodness. Well, when the rain started falling, the very people that were ridiculing and mocking Noah died trying to get on his ark. And it's the same today with the prepping movement. The people that are ridiculing and laughing and marginalizing and have contempt and disdain for the preppers, you know, don't be surprised when those people, if the skittles hit the fan and we have some black swan event which takes out our food supply and we get martial law imposed on us, and the next thing you know, you've got roads getting shut off and food can't come in and food supplies, grocery stores run dry and there's no replacements coming in. And all of a sudden, these people that were mocking us are now looking to us for help, and they may not look to us, the help they may be looking for may not be optional on our part in the sense that they may actually be coming after us. We're going to talk about that a little bit when we come back from our first break, about the 10 stages of self-reliance awareness, which we have in our program, which we're also going to have available as a book at our next expo. And we had them up on the walls of the Expo Center at our last expo. We'll have them up again at the walls of our next Expo Center. I want to turn our listeners' attention to our website, which is PrepperFestAZ.com. That's PrepperFestAZ.com. If you go to that website and you go to the main page and you scroll down about two-thirds of the way down, there's a button there where you can download our event program. And it's a 48-page event program. It says March 2014 Expo Program. It's right below the event hours of the fall dates, which are coming up here Saturday and Sunday, October 25th and 26th at Westworld of Scottsdale. It's going to be our next Prepper Fest Expo. And if you click that button, March 2014 Expo Program, you can download a 48-page PDF of our event program, which about half of which is basic garden variety preparedness information that I want to spend some time really going over, because preppers, if you're frustrated with the friends and family that if you're the Noah in your family's life and you're frustrated at them poking fun at you and ridiculing you and your heart is to really wake these people up, I'm here to tell you this event program really has a lot of good information in it to help do that. And I'm just going to start flipping through it here, starting on page 3. There's an excellent page there that Dr. Prepper helped us sponsor. A lot of the quotes are actually from Dr. Prepper's book, and it talks about that similar mindset that Lisa Bedford talked about in her book, Survival Mom. For those of you who don't know, Dr. Prepper wrote Making the Best of the Basics, the Family Preparedness Handbook, which is the highest-selling book in the history of the self-reliance movement. He sold over 800,000 copies of this book. He sold several hundred of them at our last expo, and he's going to be coming to our next Prepper Fest expo. That's Dr. Prepper himself, James Talmadge Stevens, who wrote this book over 40 years ago. In fact, in March of 2014, when we had our last expo, it was the 40th anniversary to the month of the first publication of that book, which is, I think it's close to 600 pages long, and it's just a fantastic book. Well, getting back to our event program, he talks about, you know, for those who may have difficulty with the work required in amassing self-reliance supplies, what if you shift your thinking and get away from just thinking about storing food and just embrace the concept of acquiring a preparedness lifestyle? You know, it would contain all of the foods and other supplies your family would need. And he says to take to heart the statement Lieutenant General Russell Honorary, who was the commander of the Joint Task Force when Katrina, when they came in there with that convoy to give food and water to all the people that were begging for food and water. And here we are in America, and we can't even get food and water to our own people. We had to bring in the military to deliver it there. Each of us has a personal responsibility to be ready. We need to prepare our families and our homes, just as Noah did. In many cases, family and personal preparations can be very simple. All it takes is a shift in our thinking. In this new paradigm, we only have two options. We can exist in a culture of fear and dependency, as the government wants us to, or we can do the responsible thing, live comfortably in a culture of preparedness and readiness, a culture where individuals can save themselves and empower their local, regional, and national governments to better respond to any disaster. It's time, Americans, for America to adopt this culture of preparedness. Well, we're coming up on our first break here. When we come back, we're going to talk more about what's in the event program that you can download at PrepperFestAZ.com. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Prepper Patch on Independent Talk 1100 KFNX. Please stay with us as we will continue to explore some of the specific steps you can take to improve your family's self-reliance and embrace the preparedness lifestyle.
American Ready Gear provides serious outdoorsmen the tools to survive. They offer waterproof fire starter chips that provide more than 6 minutes of steady and reliable flame, even in the wettest of conditions. Or use the fire starters for fuel in their solid steel handheld backpacking camp stove to boil water or heat individual meals. American Ready Gear products are proudly made in the USA. You can find them at AmericanReadyGear.com and on Amazon. American Ready Gear. Are you ready?
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. Order the Berkey Light System today. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Do you want to know the truth about buying gold? Research your precious metals investments today. Read How to Buy the Right Gold and the Dangers of Buying Gold at CMIGS.com. CMIGS was founded in 1973 by my father, Bill Haynes, a pioneer in the precious metals industry. CMI Gold and Silver offers 35 years of experience and insight to help you choose the right precious metals investment for you. We buy, sell, and trade. Research your gold and silver investment today at CMIGS.com.
Looking to improve your prepper radio capabilities? Get a powerful 5-watt VHF UHF handheld radio with a lithium-ion battery, belt clip, and antenna for just $69. Mention Ham Radio and get our amateur radio internet training course for just $22.50. Remember, when cell phone towers are down, Ham Radio still works. RF Gear to Go, your Arizona radio communication source. Call toll-free 1-866-448-4327. That's 1-866-448-4327.
Helton Tool is Arizona's discount tool distributor. In addition to power tools, they sell tools for everyday life, such as Revereware, Chicago Cutlery, and Wise Emergency Foods. Great gifts for the holidays, they carry toys and many household items, including heaters, humidifiers, and roasters. Visit HeltonTool.com for all your everyday needs and holiday gifts. Find your next great deal at Helton Tool. That's HeltonTool.com.
The tragedy of Hurricane Katrina and the FEMA debacle that followed confirms that your family must be self-reliant. Premier Tactical is your all-inclusive source for preparedness supplies, firearms, emergency medical kits, portable solar, and long-term storage food. In today's unstable world, you must be prepared for emergencies and natural disasters. Get equipped today at PremierTactical.com. For personal attention, call 602-828-5554. That's 602-828-5554.
Log on and listen live. 1100KFNX.com.
Welcome back to the Prepper Patch on Independent Talk 1100KFNX with your host, Tony Tangelos. Today, Tony is discussing some of the specific steps that you can take to become increasingly self-reliant and embrace the preparedness lifestyle.
Hey, listeners, we're going through the event program. It's available on our website. So if you just joined us, if you go to PrepperFestAZ.com and go to the main page, scroll down just past the dates of the new expo, which is going to be Saturday and Sunday, October 25th and 26th at Westworld of Scottsdale. You can see a button that says March 2014 Expo Program, and you can download our entire program, 48 pages of our program from the March 2014 Expo. And in there, there is a lot of neat stuff. We're actually going to start covering it now. And this is, again, these are tools. If you're a prepper and you have got friends and family that are not getting it and you want to give them tools, download this program, email it to them, email it to all your friends that you want to share this info with and help them to wake up. You know, our tagline, our motto, our philosophy is prepping. It's not for doomsday. It's for every day, just as it's been for every day since the times of Adam and Eve and up until, as Lisa Bedford states in her book, The Survival Mom, about the end of World War II, which was right when grocery stores like A&P came out, McDonald's and fast food, and then all of a sudden people mass migrated off of farms into cities, and that's when the whole prepping movement that was, everybody was prepping, that's when that whole thing kind of faded as a fadeaway, and we need to get back to that so we can prepare, so we can be ready for whatever may come our way. I want to turn our attention on page 5, which is the critical prepper quotes. That these are 3 quotes that really embody helping people to snap out of the normalcy bias and prepare for a black swan event with a life insurance plan. Now, if you're listening to me and you're going, what the heck's a normalcy bias, Tony, or a black swan event or life insurance plan? I'm going to get to those next, but I first want to explain what these quotes are. These quotes are really important. The most important quote to me is this quote by a guy named Edmund Spencer. There is a principle which is a bar against all information, proof against all argument, and which cannot fail to keep man in everlasting ignorance. That principle is condemnation before investigation. Now, if that doesn't define the 80-90% of the public that looks at preppers and just mocks us and laughs at us and condemns us and vilifies and demonizes us even without even investigating any of the reasons we're prepping for. You know, how fragile our world is, how fragile the dollar is, how close we came to an EMP from the sun wiping us, our electronic technology, not wiping us, wiping our technology out a couple years ago, as it did in 1859 when the Carrington event happened. This quote is just fantastic. When people look at me and call me a conspiracy theorist and then I whip out and call them a coincidence theorist, I whip out this quote and just hit it hard right between the eyes, because so many people condemn preppers without investigating
what they're talking about. And if you, the information's out there, people. It's on the internet. All you have to do is go look for it. And for the, those that aren't preppers, pull your head out of, you know, where the sun doesn't shine and start looking at this information. It's there. Quit condemning preppers until you investigate the prepper movement, and you will see that there's validity to it. You will wake up. You will snap out of the normalcy bias and start preparing for a black swan event. Here's another quote that I love. All truth passes through three stages. First, it's ridiculed, as preppers are right now. Then it's violently opposed, as will happen when the next black swan event happens and people are competing for limited resources. And then third, it's accepted as self-evident. And you think of some of the big truths that are well-known now that weren't well-known back in the day. I think of the biggest one is probably everybody has a right to be free. Life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. My goodness, we went through some horrific wars in this country. First, the war to liberate America and start America from the tyranny of King George in British rule. And then 100 years later, we had another war to liberate slaves from slavery, the Civil War, which killed more people than every other war, World War I, II, Vietnam, Korea, you name it, put together. More people died in the Civil War than all other wars of more Americans died in the Civil War than all other wars, American casualties, and every other war put together. Bloody, bloody carnage in both of these wars. And it was all based on a truth that was at first ridiculed, then it was violently opposed, and then it became accepted as self-evident. You can also think of the world being flat. They used to ridicule, oh, the world isn't round, the world's flat, everybody knows that. You know, and it was ridiculed. I don't know how much violent opposition phase that went through, but it's obviously accepted as self-evident now that the world is round. And you just think of so many other truths, and one of the biggest truths that's coming up right now is that's a truth right now, but that most people ridicule is, again, prepping. And so this is a, these are quotes to help wake people up. And then the third quote I have on page 5 is from Patrick Henry, the same guy who said, give me liberty or give me death. He says here, for my part, whatever anguish of spirit it may cost, I am willing to know the whole truth, to know the worst of it, and to provide for it. And that's, you know, you think of that movie, A Few Good Men, with Jack Nicholson, and Tom Cruise is grilling him, and he's on the witness stand, and he finally just unleashes what's on his heart to say. You can't handle the truth. And the sad reality is the vast majority of the public, the jury's still out on whether they're avoiding the truth because they just like to mock and ridicule preppers, or maybe they're starting to see some of this truth coming. They're starting to hear about the government debt, the EMPs, the threats of foreign wars, all the risks, the Yellowstone caldera, my goodness, the earthquake that's at some point is going to hit on the west coast of the United States to complete the fourth quadrant of the Ring of Fire. We've already had one in Chile, Japan, and Indonesia that killed hundreds and hundreds of thousands of people. Conspicuous by its absence is the fourth quadrant of the Ring of Fire, which is the west coast of the United States, getting a 9.0 earthquake. You look at all these reasons to prep, and most people just don't, you know, they want to live in their little bubble, go home, not meet their neighbors, pop down on the TV, grab a beer, and watch some TV and just veg out into their normalcy bias. So we give you quotes on page 5 that are really good quotes to help wake people up. I'm going to now turn to page 4, which is the three critical prepper definitions, which is normalcy bias, black swan theory, and life assurance plan. One of the big reasons why people don't prep, listeners, is they're in the normalcy bias, which is defined in various places. Lisa Bedford defines it in her book, Survival Mom. You go to Wikipedia, they actually have a pretty good definition of it. I'm not going to read the whole thing out to you, but you can download it off of our website at PrepperFestAZ.com, the event program, which has these definitions in it, or you can go to Wikipedia. I'm just going to briefly point out it's a bias. It's a mental state people have. I'll just give you the highlights of it without getting into the details. Where it causes people to both underestimate the possibility of a disaster occurring and for people to fail to adequately prepare for disaster. It also causes people to have the inability to cope with a disaster when it occurs. People tend to interpret warnings in the most optimistic way possible, seizing on any ambiguity to infer a less serious situation. So there's, you know, when you try to wake people up, one of the most important things to do is whip out the quotes. You know, just challenge them to back them up, push them back, back them up with that no condemnation before investigation, and then hopefully get their attention to where you can then start explaining to them things like the normalcy bias, black swan theory, and life insurance plan, which we're now going to hit those other definitions before the break here. A black swan event, black swan theory, is a metaphor that describes that there are very, very rare events that have extremely cataclysmic, biblical, disproportionate effects on our Earth. And a perfect example of this is the 9-0 earthquake that hit Indonesia and killed 250,000 people, the 9-0 earthquake that hit Japan in March 11, 2011, and wiped out the Fukushima nuclear reactors that's now still polluting the west coast of the United States, where it's dangerous to eat salmon, and Hurricane Katrina, Hurricane Sandy. All of these things are black swan events, and there are black swan events that could happen that could just completely take us out. An EMP, for example, the Yellowstone caldera, for example, which happens every 680,000 years, and it's last time it hit was about 680,000 years ago. So the black swan theory is basically to point out that big, bad things can happen, and when they happen, they are horrific. And as one of this author said, what is a black swan event for the turkey is not for the butcher. So the key is to make sure you're not the turkey by stepping out of the normalcy bias, taking a good look around at the threats, and then sensibly preparing for your family. The last thing I'm going to mention is life assurance plan. A life assurance plan is a sensible plan to ensure the basic needs of your family are provided for on a long-term basis without having to buy anything in the event of a disaster. You know, people pack up on life, health, auto, and disability insurance, but very few actually have a life assurance plan, which is some food, water, ham radio, solar power, and shelter and portable stuff to provide for them in the event of a black swan event. Well, we're coming up on our next break. We come back, we're going to delve more into some of the nice tools that we have in this event program that's downloadable on the internet at our website for you to have, so you can use these as tools to wake people up and your friends and family to snap out of the normalcy bias. We'll be right back.
You're listening to The Prepper Patch on Independent Talk 1100 KFNX. Please stay with us as we will continue to explore some of the specific steps you can take to improve your family's self-reliance and embrace the preparedness lifestyle.
This is the Blaze Radio News. I'm Dave Perkins.
If you're a troubled young individual in the West,
analyst Eric Stakelbeck talking about the appeal among young angry men of the violent terrorist group ISIS.
Someone who's grown up playing violent video games, you're going to be attracted to this. If you're a young Muslim who feels disaffected, for example, what ISIS is doing, beheading people, putting heads on stakes, Judge, this is unprecedented, really.
Stakelbeck characterizing the problematic appeal of violent terrorist groups among young men today as jihadi cool.
These guys are on Facebook. They're on Twitter. It's all a big joke. They make it seem so cool to go overseas, become part of the caliphate. It's a very dangerous thing.
Stakelbeck appearing on Fox News Justice with Judge Jeanine from over here in the West. ISIS looking scary, but they might not be quite so tough. In Iraq, Kurdish fighters taking back two towns from the terrorists, Mahmur and Al-Gwer, two villages near Erbil in Kurdish northern Iraq, now back in the hands of their own people. Well, no problem today finding critics of President Obama's policy towards Iraq and ISIS. The Blaze Radio's Tom Peace with one of the big voices.
Former UN Ambassador John Bolton says the president's handling and response to ISIS so far is inadequate.
And I think it's a further piece of evidence that the president's just not paying attention and hasn't been paying attention.
He says Obama's objectives in Iraq do not include a coherent plan to deal with the threat of ISIS.
But the real point, I think, is that it doesn't fit into any kind of coherent plan, at least not anything that the president has announced, to deal with the threat that ISIS poses first in Syria and Iraq, but almost certainly in short order thereafter in Western Europe and the United States.
Bolton on Fox's Justice with Judge Jeanine. I'm Tom Peace, The Blaze News.
Rory McIlroy on the course and with the lead Sunday afternoon at the PGA Championship. I'm Dave Perkins. This is news on the Blaze Radio Network. Truth lives here.
Hi, everybody. Chet Reynolds from the KFNX Weather Center. Well, some moisture may creep back into the Valley of the Sun, but conditions will remain the same. Today, sunny skies with our high of 105. Tonight, mostly clear skies with the overnight temps in the low 80s. Chet Reynolds, Independent Talk, 1100 KFNX.
Currently, in downtown Phoenix, it's 99 degrees.
Independent Talk, 1100 KFNX.
What will you do when your stored supplies run out? Are you prepared? Hostel Hair provides equipment and education you need to control your own infinite food supply. We have live food storage systems, rabbits, quail, and other urban livestock for any situation and strategy. Don't be limited by what's on the shelves. Get started with an infinite food source today. Get prepped, stay fed with Hostel Hair. Call 480-331-3761, 480-331-3761, or visit hostelhair.com.
Increase your family's comfort, boost your home resale, and improve your loved one's fire safety with solid concrete construction from ICF Specialist. For home or business, insulated concrete form construction will also lower utility bills and reduce indoor pollutants. Get educated about insulated concrete form construction at ICFspecialist.com. From a small addition to a whole house or even a warehouse, your best value when building is ICFspecialist.com.
For your outdoor and preparedness needs, visit tactical-survival-llc.com. Whether your interest is hiking, hunting, camping, or self-reliance, we have the products to fit your needs. Water purification, freeze-dried foods, non-GMO seeds, survival bags, archery, edged weapons, camping gear, first aid, and a variety of survival gear. We welcome custom orders. Contact tactical-survival-llc.com today. 602-575-7916. That's 602-575-7916.
Don't touch that dial. Independent Talk, 1100 KFNX.
Welcome back to the Prepper Patch on Independent Talk, 1100 KFNX, with your host, Tony Tangelos. Today, Tony is discussing some of the specific steps that you can take to become increasingly self-reliant and embrace the preparedness lifestyle.
Okay, we're back, Preppers. I'm Tony Tangelos. We're talking about our event program, which again is a tool to wake people up for you preppers that just really wish you could, your friends and family would get prepping. Download our event program. It's on our website at PrepperFestAZ.com. Go to the main page. You scroll down about two-thirds of the way down, and right below the dates of our next Prepper Fest Expo, which is going to be held at Westworld of Scottsdale, you'll see a button that says March 2014 Expo Program, and it's just the words there. It's not a button. And you click those words, and you can download everything I'm sharing with you, and then some, a list of 185 of our exhibitors, some ads, some of our bios. There's some great websites on the back. Back page 57, we got some websites that are really cool to look at. So we're going to dive back into the expo program here. Again, these are tools for you to wake friends and family up. I've devoted my life on March 10th of 2011, I sent an email out to all 1,500 people in my email address book that said that I felt inspired by God to devote my life to waking people up. And I kind of took my foot off the gas pedal of my day job, which is a home theater contractor, and I really put the foot on the gas pedal of the prepping industry. And the very next morning, that was March 10th of 2011, it was about 10 o'clock at night, I launched an email saying I'm dedicating my life to waking people up to the need to prepare. That next morning, March 11th, I woke up and there was an email in my in-basket from the U.S. Geological Survey that there was a 9.0 earthquake in Japan. And in essence, my announcement that I felt inspired by God to wake people up was literally about 8 hours before the Japan earthquake. That obviously was a pretty important reason for those people to start prepping. So I have four things that I've been led to do, and I really feel God-inspired by all this. I feel like we're in a spiritual war, and I feel God-inspired to really go at this thing. And there's four things that I've done that are listed on pages 9 and 10 of the Expo program. The first one you're listening to is waking people up, and that's what the Prepper Patch Radio Show is all about. We don't talk about what's wrong with this country. We stay out of politics. I've had so many political candidates ask to be guests on my show. I've not allowed any of them to be on except for Sheriff Mack, and I don't consider him a politician. I consider him a law enforcement professional, and he will likely be on again. He will be on again. He won't likely. He will be on again. He's got some exciting news he's going to want to share with people. But we talk. We don't talk about what's wrong with this country. We try not to be negative. We try to just give people solutions. And our typical solutions, I mean, we talk about ham radio, we talk about permaculture, constitutional rights, aquaponics, you name it. And today's solution for you today, the takeaway today, as I often say on my radio show, is we're giving you tools to wake your friends and family up. And these are tools that are not at the far reaches of the prepping movement. These are mainstream tools. Explain what the normalcy bias, black swan theory, life insurance plan, and the quotes we just did in the last segment. Now we're going to hit the four things that are the main four-point plan that I have to wake people up. And they're all on pages 9 and 10 in the event program. We've got, first of all, the Prepper Patch radio show, which we're here every Sunday from 2 to 3. We're coming up on our two-year anniversary in October, and we talk about solutions for people. So you can have people listen in. We don't get into the super conspiracy stuff like Alex Jones and David Icke and Art Bell and George Nuri do. And we don't talk about negatives, you know, just slamming people. And I have nothing bad to say about these people. I mean, God bless these guys, Alex Jones and David Icke. These guys are bringing a lot of the truth out of the woodwork. And if you haven't gone to their websites and listened to their shows, I strongly recommend you do. And we also don't talk about a lot of the negatives that, you know, guys like Rush Limbaugh and others that just, you know, they talk occasionally about solutions, but then they're out there just, you know, sometimes you can just get a little, I don't know, listen to that stuff. And again, I'm not talking, I don't mean to sound negative, but we want to give people solutions. We want you to have a breath of fresh air in your life. When you tune in, you already know what most of the problems are going on. We're here to give you solutions. So that's what the Prepper Patch radio show does. We're coming up on our two-year anniversary with KFNX, which is a wonderful station. There's a lot of other great shows on this station. They've got Dennis Miller, Michael Savage, Laura Ingram, Don Imus. They've got the other guy that does Dan for Healthy Habits on for Healthy Food, and I just went to their store, Healthy Habit, and I'm going to invite Dan to be on a radio show here coming up in September during National Preparedness Month, and they have a lot of great things. Independent Talk, KFNX, it's a great station, a lot of really good things. Shane Krauser, of course, is on here. Steve Cates, Dr. Sky, is on here, A Call to Rights. There's just a lot of really, really good programs on this channel, so we encourage you to explore a lot of the other guests that are on here. Okay, so if we use the Prepper Patch radio show to wake people up, and then the next logical step in the preparedness ladder is, okay, now that you're awake to the need to prepare, you're going to need some preps, right? Where do you get them? Well, we have Prepper Fest Expos. We're doing two a year. We did one in 2013 in April. We tried to do one in the fall. We just could not find a venue to do one. So we had to postpone our second expo, which we originally had slated for November of 2013. We had to move it to March of 2014. And we've now, and that was at Arizona State Fairgrounds. We had 185 vendors there. It was widely regarded as the largest self-reliance expo in the United States of America. It was reported that way by Dr. Prepper James Stevens and several other of our national things. Marjorie Wildcraft, that was the largest expo she's ever been to. She's the Grow Your Own Groceries lady. She was at our last expo. She's going to be a teaching a class at our next expo coming up here in October. And we doubled our square footage from our first expo to our second. We're doubling our square footage again. We're going from 60,000 square feet to 120,000 square feet. We're expanding our educational curriculum. We're bringing back all of our favorites. Joel Skousen will be there speaking. He's the author of Strategic Relocation and the Secure Home. He sold out of probably hundreds of books after his first class on Saturday. They were gone. I mean, his class was standing room only. We're actually doubling the size of our classrooms so we can accommodate the kind of the crowds that these nationally known speakers create. And I've encouraged Joel to send a pallet of books out because we don't want him to run out of books and run out of his ability to help people at our expo. So Joel Skousen will be speaking Saturday and Sunday at Prepper Fest Expo. He is the nation's foremost authority on where to bug out, when to bug out, and he has his World Affairs Brief, which is an excellent subscription newsletter that he publishes. And you can go to joelskousen.com. That's joelskousen.com, and check that out. And then we have others. We have the all-star cast. We have Dr. Prepper himself, James Talmadge Stevens, who wrote the first big book. We've got Sheriff Richard Mack in his Constitutional Sheriffs and Peace Officers Association, which is CSPOA.org. He is working with Sam and John of the Constitutional County Project. We are going to be doing some exciting things at Prepper Fest Expo. We've got David Bloom, permaculture.com. This is the guy who wrote the foremost authority, wrote the book Alcohol Can Be a Gas. He's the most foremost authority in the nation on fuel alcohol distillation. He was at our last expo. He's coming back again. We've got Marjorie Wildcraft, often called the Martha Stewart of self-reliance. She's appeared on hundreds of TV shows all across the country. She's got a DVD set called GrowYourOwnGroceries.com. She's got a huge following. And I'm just scratching the tip of the iceberg. I mean, we're talking Stuart Rhodes, Shane Krauser, Steve Cates. We're going to have Rachel Linden. She's flying in from the East Coast. She's our GMO-free Arizona champion. She's the founder of GMO-free Arizona to protect our rights to know about genetically modified organisms. She's flying in. I just spoke to her this morning again. She's flying in from the East Coast to speak at our Prepper Fest Expo. So if you go to our website, we've got a list of some of the speakers we had. We're going to be updating in the next 30 days all the new speakers and added speakers that we have for our expo. And it's just a wonderful opportunity at Prepper Fest Expo to meet hundreds of vendors, take dozens of classes, meet other prepper groups. We've got there's a whole group of things you can do there. When we come back from the break, we're going to talk about the Permaculture Pavilion, the Ham Radio Pavilion, the Constitutional Rights Pavilion, the Meetup Group Pavilion. We've got so many areas at Prepper Fest Expo that you can go and learn and expand your knowledge and explore self-reliance. And then we come up, our third step is called the Prepper Games. I'm not going to get too far into that because we had Mike Simpson on a few weeks ago talking about the Prepper Games. We're actually going to roll that out right after the expo. It comes up about a month after the expo. It's going to be up north by Ben Avery there. It's where the third step on our leg is where you learn to practice your preps. And then the fourth step on the ladder of self-reliance, once you've listened to the radio show, woke up, got your preps at the expo, you've practiced your preps at the prepper games, the last step is you want to be in a bug out location. You want to have a bug out location where you can go, and we're fulfilling that need with soon to be released prepper ranches sites up in northern Arizona, up in Navajo County, where people will be able to go. Well, we're coming up on our final break. When we come back, we're going to talk a little bit more about prepper games and prepper ranches, and also some of the other things that you'll get at the expo, the Permaculture Pavilion, Ham Radio Pavilion, and Constitutional Rights Pavilion. You're listening to the Prepper Patch on KFNX, and we'll be right back.
You're listening to the Prepper Patch on Independent Talk 1100 KFNX. Please stay with us as we will continue to explore some of the specific steps you can take to improve your family's self-reliance and embrace the preparedness lifestyle.
Independent Talk 1100 KFNX.
A good knife is a critical tool for your survival. At Lee'sCutlery.com, we specialize in new and pre-owned custom production, vintage, and military knives. Buying and selling and trading knives since 1998, Lee is only happy when you are. That's why Lee'sCutlery.com offers free domestic shipping and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Get your most critical survival tool online at Lee'sCutlery.com or check the Gun and Knife Show link at Lee'sCutlery.com and pay us a visit at an upcoming show. Do you have what your family needs in case of a medical emergency? MedPacks USA offers 18 different medical kits or packs and over 100 individual items to meet your medical emergency needs. Whether you need a boo-boo kit for life's normal accidents or for a life-threatening situation with only minutes to live, MedPacks USA has what you can't live without. Call MedPacks USA at 855-855-5060. That's 855-855-5060. Or go to MedPacksUSA.com.
Alcoholmakers.com offers distilling equipment to make E85 ethanol, fuel that can power your car, generator, or anything else that runs on gasoline. Take ditch weeds, grass, or sugar water, and a little yeast, and in a few days it will provide the mash you can distill into pure alcohol. Turn seawater into pure drinking water. Learn how you can legally and affordably secure your own energy independence by creating your own fuel alcohol through distillation. Call 480-226-2128 or visit alcoholmakers.com.
Helton Tool is Arizona's discount tool distributor. In addition to power tools, they sell tools for everyday life, such as Revereware, Chicago Cutlery, and Wise Emergency Foods. Great gifts for the holidays, they carry toys and many household items, including heaters, humidifiers, and roasters. Visit HeltonTool.com for all your everyday needs and holiday gifts. Find your next great deal at Helton Tool. That's HeltonTool.com.
Visit us online at 1100KFNX.com.
Welcome back to the Prepper Patch on Independent Talk 1100KFNX with your host, Tony Tangelos. Today, Tony is discussing some of the specific steps that you can take to become increasingly self-reliant and embrace the preparedness lifestyle.
Hey, Preppers, our takeaway today is there's an event program from our March 2014 Expo available for download at PrepperFestAZ.com, PrepperFestAZ.com, and you go to the main page, scroll down to where it says March 2014 Expo Program, and you can download everything I'm sharing with you and then some, and email to your friends and help wake them up, and it'll give you tools. This is for you, not just for your friends, it's for you to have tools to use to wake people up and snap them out of the normalcy bias by preparing for the next Black Swan event with a life assurance plan. So we're going to get back into the event program here. We're going to hit some of the highlights on pages 11, 12, and 13. I'm going to gloss over these real quick, but one of our big partners for Prepper Fest Expo is the Valley Permaculture Alliance and the whole concept of permaculture, which, of course, David Bloom, is his main website is permaculture.com. The whole concept, and this is, you know, on the left-right paradigm, you know, you got the uber-conservative right-wing people, and then on the left, permaculture, let's be honest, it's a little left of center. It's a little more on the liberal side. But I'll tell you what, these guys have got it figured out, people, and they really do. And I believe permaculture is the future of where we need to be. And preppers need to hear this because preppers think, there's a lot of preppers that think, oh, you know, I'll just buy some wheat and flour and, I'm sorry, wheat and sugar and salt and some dried milk, you know, which is the main staples of the Mormon prep thing or the long-term storage of those items. And, you know, the salt and wheat and water, I can make some bread and, you know, and I can cook some stuff. No matter how much stuff you store, people, you're going to run out unless you're creating your own food. Get into the paradigm of actual long-term food production, just like endless food systems Garden Pools and these other companies that are putting out aquaponics. Get in the mindset of creating your own food. Grow a garden in your backyard. Raise some chickens. I've got a garden and chickens in my backyard. I actually had some goats for a while until I had to get rid of them for a couple of reasons. But, you know, grow your own groceries, raise your own livestock, and get into there. And permaculture is where it's at. I strongly encourage our visitors to check out that page 11 and go to the Valley Permaculture Alliance, vpa.org, and check it out. It's where we're headed. It's where we need to be. It's a long-term solution that liberates you from having to worry about anyone else taking care of you. You got it all under control. Another big thing is ham radio. If we have an EMP, people, the hams are going to be the only people that can communicate because ham radios, if they're kept in a Faraday cage so they don't get toasted from the EMP, which is an electromagnetic pulse, and I don't have time to get in all the definitions of this thing because we'll never get through the program. So you just have to, if you don't know what an EMP is, go look it up on the internet. You're going to wish you had a ham radio if you didn't. I'm here to tell you it's easy to take the test. I studied for 5 hours before I took the test and passed it. You don't need to know the Morse code like you used to. It's easy to get a ham radio. The takeaway here, people, is you want a ham radio to be able to communicate in a grid-down situation, whether it's an EMP or in Hurricane Katrina, Hurricane Sandy, all of these places, they used the hams are who saved the day. The hams are how people communicated. So it's really, really important to have a ham radio license and it's really easy to get. We have Ham Radio Pavilion at every Prepper Fest Expo. We're tied in with the Amateur Relay Council of Arizona. Mark Kiesauer has been the president. He's going to be, again, headlining with ARCA, the Amateur Radio Council of Arizona, the Ham Radio Pavilion, and they're going to have working, functioning ham radios there. They'll have information on where the next testing is and where, and how to study. It's easy. You can do it on your iPad or your computer. Another big thing is constitutional rights. Now, this is the right side of the equation. Permaculture is more on the left side, but I'll tell you what. It was Rachel Linden who called me about getting a hold of Trent Franks at the Glendale Grassroots Tea Party this last week, where we could start talking to him about representing our GMO rights and avoiding the Trans-Pacific Partnership, the TPP. I'm kind of wandering all over the place here, so I'm going to pull it back in. Page 11, we talk about constitutional rights. And at every Prepper Fest Expo, we really hit constitutional rights hard. We've got Sheriff Richard Mack there. We've got Shane Krauser, who leads the American Academy for Constitutional Education. We have Stuart Rose of Oath Keepers. We have the nation's leading constitutional rights advocates. And this coming Prepper Fest Expo, October 25th and 26th, on Saturday evening the 25th, we're planning a constitutional rights rally in the evening. It's going to be free. If you go to, so you don't have to go to the expo to get in. It's a free rally. It's going to start when the expo closes, and we're going to have at least one, if not more, radio shows between now and the expo, where we're going to invite Sam Payne and John Laurie and the guys from the Constitutional County Project and Sheriff Mack to really get into in depth on this thing. But let's face it, people, if you don't have your constitutional rights, it's a lot harder to be a prepper if you got blue helmets trying to take your guns away and the UN troops coming into town and all that type of thing. So it's really important that you pay attention to protecting and preserving your constitutional rights. We also have a meetup group pavilion. This is new for our next expo. We're going to take all the best meetup groups in the valley. Eastside Valley one is the Mesa RU Prepared Group, and the west side is the Northwest Phoenix Valley Survival and Preparedness Group. I may have butchered their name a little bit. You can find them both on meetup.com. And we're going to have Ernie Engels with the Arizona Rifle and Tactical Survival Group. They're going to all be there in one concentrated area, so you can go to the meetup group pavilion and learn about all the meetup groups that are there and find one in your neighborhood. We're also going to have a map of all the Tea Party groups. We're really well connected to the Tea Party. We really, really treasure and value the Tea Party. These people are patriots, really trying to wake up their brethren and their brothers and sisters. And there's so many great Tea Party groups. There's so many of my best friends in this whole prepper movement are Tea Partiers. I can't start mentioning names because I'd run out of time before I could even finish them. But you all know who you are out there. And we have a big map of all the Tea Party groups. We invite them to every Prepper Fest Expo, and they're in our Constitutional Rights Pavilion. Well, I want to close preppers with probably the best thing in the program to wake people up. I had David Bloom on my radio for several shows in a row last fall, October of, I think it was 2013. And we just had a great time. Those shows went faster than any show I've ever had on the radio. And he goes, Tony, you know, people like to call us conspiracy theorists. He goes, the second someone calls me a conspiracy theorist, I turn right around and go, oh, well, you must be a coincidence theorist. You just think it's a coincidence that the former deputy vice president for public policy for Monsanto Company, Mr. Michael Taylor, is now the food czar at the FDA. In fact, on the website, and this is on page 6 and 7 in the event program, I call it Conspiracy Theory versus Coincidence Theory, the GMO Healthcare Crisis. And we have 2 pages of our event program devoted how GMOs are widely known to cause all sorts of cancer and all sorts of things. All sorts of studies have proven that GMOs really cause problems in people's health. In fact, if you look... Jeffrey Smith wrote a book called Genetic Roulette and Seeds of Deception. He's got a movie called Genetic Roulette. If you start looking into this stuff, you will see that autism, diabetes, Crohn's disease, celiac disease, obesity, you name it, food allergies, almost every major physical thing that's attacking people's health right now all started to spike in 1996 when the GMOs started hitting the market. And coincidentally, the company that's doing a great job of thwarting our ability to have GMOs labeled in this country, like they're labeled in most European and South American countries, has their ex-public policy director, Michael Taylor, running the FDA, thwarting our ability to learn these things. So these are facts. This is truth, people. The truth is out there. All you have to do is look for it and put it in front of your people. We have all of these truths in one concise, simple event program, and it's free of charge. You don't have to pay. We're not about trying to get rich on this. We're about putting information out there. Half our event program is just pure educational information. It's all available on the internet for free as a download from PrepperFestAZ.com. And as we say here, dare we say that Michael Taylor is the fox guarding the hen house? You betcha. GMO labeling is mandated in virtually every European South American country, yet it's fiercely resisted, with Monsanto cronies spending tens of millions of dollars to lie to the American public and infiltrate many layers of government thwarting labeling of GMO food. Well, there's a big movement on to label GMO food, and there's a big effort on by big business trying to take over government to even thwart it. If you want to see something really scary, Google Trans-Pacific Partnership. Go to flushthetpp.org. flushthetpp.org and learn about this thing. We presented evidence to Trent Franks last Wednesday at the Glendale Grassroots Tea Party activist meeting, and he hadn't even heard of this thing. And Obama's trying to stuff this thing down everybody's throat with Biden, and it's so toxic that even Harry Reid and Nancy Pelosi, typical stalwart supporters of everything Obama dreams up, even they're on record opposing the TPP fast track because they see what a train wreck this thing is. Mr. Obama, Mr. Transparency. Oh, we're going to have a transparent presidency. Yeah, right, buddy. While you try to sneak this TPP in under our noses and try to fast-track it so it gets approved before it's even reviewed, just like the Affordable Care Act, the Obamination thing. So, anyway, we're coming up. We're running out of time. I just want to implore you to go to PrepperFestAZ.com and download this tool. It's free. It's got great information. It's concise. It's not paranoid, wacky, and extremist. It's just putting the facts out there. It explains the normalcy bias, black swan theory, life insurance plan. It talks about constitutional rights, ham radio, permaculture. And it talks about GMOs. And it's a great tool to educate your friends and family. The last thing I'm going to mention is on page, the very inside cover page, we have a list of websites that are there. All sorts of websites. So we're just about out of time, people. Please download this thing. Go to the responsibletechnology.org website to learn about GMOs. Go to Flush the TPP, the Liberty Man, to learn about Planet X, inflation.us. It's all there, people. We'll see you next week. You're listening to the Prepper Patch on KFNX.
What will you do when your stored supplies run out? Are you prepared? Hostile Hair provides equipment and education you need to control your own infinite food supply. We have live food storage systems, rabbits, quail, and other urban livestock for any situation and strategy. Don't be limited by what's on the shelves. Get started with an infinite food source today. Get prepped, stay fed with Hostile Hair. Call 480-331-3761, 480-331-3761, or visit HostileHair.com.
Increase your family's comfort, boost your home resale, and improve your loved one's fire safety with solid concrete construction from ICF Specialist. For home or business, insulated concrete form construction will also lower utility bills and reduce indoor pollutants. Get educated about insulated concrete form construction at ICFspecialist.com. From a small addition to a whole house or even a warehouse,